This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and there really is only one here on Wednesday, and that's the devastating earthquake that has afflicted the Caribbean nation of Haiti. A 7.0 magnitude quake striking the island on Tuesday around 4:30 p.m. local time. Today, we still don't know much of the details about just how much damage has been done, and more importantly, how many lives have been lost and forever maimed. Right now, officials in Haiti are estimating anywhere from 30,000 to 500,000 people have been killed. Virtually every structure in the capital city has been damaged, if not completely leveled. Even the palace in the capital city of Port-au-Prince has crumbled. All the major hospitals have either collapsed or are completely uninhabitable. The prison, the main prison on Haiti, has also been affected, and there are many prisoners believed to have escaped as a result of that structure coming apart. Haitian President René Préval says, quote, Parliament has collapsed. The tax office has collapsed. Schools have collapsed. Hospitals have collapsed. There are a lot of schools that have dead people in them. Also among the dead, the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in Port-au-Prince, as well as the Roman Catholic bishop of that capital city. The devastation is widespread and incomprehensible. You can see pictures on television and internet that just show it in graphic detail. President Obama, speaking at the White House on Wednesday morning, says that this type of devastation to a country already ravaged by poverty is both cruel and incomprehensible.
We are just now beginning to learn the extent of the devastation. But the reports and images that we've seen of collapsed hospitals, crumbled homes, and men and women carrying their injured neighbors through the streets are truly heart-wrenching. Indeed, for a country and a people who are no strangers to hardship and suffering, this tragedy seems especially cruel and incomprehensible.
The president says the United States is poised and ready to help.
I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated, and aggressive effort to save lives. The people of Haiti will have the full support of the United States in the urgent effort to rescue those trapped beneath the rubble and to deliver the humanitarian relief, the food, water, and medicine that Haitians will need in the coming days.
The president says one of the earliest priorities will be to account for all U.S. embassy workers, and then he says the rescue teams will be there very soon.
We've mobilized resources to help rescue efforts. Military overflights have assessed the damage, and by early afternoon, our civilian disaster assistance team are beginning to arrive. Search and rescue teams from Florida, Virginia, and California will arrive throughout today and tomorrow. And more rescue and medical equipment and emergency personnel are being prepared.
Obama says the government and many Americans are strapped right now during the difficult economic conditions, but he says this country will help, and he urges all individual Americans to help.
Finally, let me just say that this is a time when we are reminded of the common humanity that we all share. With just a few hundred miles of ocean between us and a long history that binds us together, Haitians are our neighbors in the Americas and here at home. So we have to be there for them in their hour of need. Despite the fact that we are experiencing tough times here at home, I would encourage those Americans who want to support the urgent humanitarian efforts to go to whitehouse.gov, where you can learn how to contribute.
The president says this recovery effort will take a long time, and America will be helping for a long time.
We must be prepared for difficult hours and days ahead as we learn about the scope of the tragedy. We will keep the victims and their families in our prayers. We will be resolute in our response, and I pledge to the people of Haiti that you will have a friend and partner in the United States of America today and going forward. May God bless the people of Haiti and those working on their behalf.
On the interview front today at WorldNetDaily.com and at Dateline.RadioAmerica.org, interviews in two different ways on this story. First of all, my interview with Paul Earle, a seismologist at the USGS National Earthquake Information Center. He explains the tectonics of this, how the quake happened, how close it was to the capital city of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, what type of seismic activity is typical at this time, and what type of aftershocks the people are likely to be dealing with. You'll also hear my discussion with John Freiler of Samaritan's Purse, a Christian relief organization that already has team members on the way to Haiti to meet the most immediate physical needs of food and water and shelter, as well as medical care. Also today on the interview front in other arenas, you can hear my interview with Florida Congressman Vern Buchanan, who is leading the effort to force congressional Democrats to shed some light on the final stages of the health care debate. He's trying to gather enough signatures to make it happen, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and even President Obama want to have the public exposed to when it comes to the final stages of the health care debate. Also, I'll be speaking with Ann Hettinger. She is Texas State Director at Concerned Women for America, and she's especially concerned about Planned Parenthood's ambition to build the world's largest abortion clinic in Houston, Texas. We'll talk about what Planned Parenthood is up to with that project, as well as the dirty little secret of Planned Parenthood, the fact that it's targeting minorities, how it wants more abortions in the black community. All of that at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.